Hey, before I start today's episode, I want to tell you that Tally Tumblers are finally here. Yes, the long wait is finally over. I have yard game tumblers, tennis tumblers, and even a tumbler especially for golf. Oh my gosh. So these tumblers are stainless steel, rotating rings, keep track of your score, so you'll never lose track of that score while playing your favorite backyard game. How perfect is that? You could get your tumbler right now at tallytumbler.com. Use promo code TALLY10, save some money, grab yourself a tumbler, and have some fun. Play, sip, score. Tally Tumbler.
This is Toss Talk, where it's all about yard games, having fun, and what it takes to create social entertainment. With your host and creator, Kelvin, on Toss Tunes Radio.
Hey, what is up? And welcome to another episode of Toss Talk. And today we are playing beach putt. Yes, yes, we are golfing on the beach. Oh man, this is a fun yard game that mixes golf, playing on the beach, and yard games. Yes, you could play some bocce with it. You could just do some straight up putting with it. You can make your own little golf course on the beach while playing or using the tools of beach putt. I have the creator on the line, Anthony, coming out of the Carolinas. And yeah, he is stoked about this game. It is just about to be on the market and he's ready to get it out to you guys. Ready for summertime, ready to have some fun. So, hey, let's get into this chat. Oh, but before we do that, links are in the show notes. Give them a follow, check it out, and yeah, now let's get into this chat. All right, what's up, and welcome to Toss Talk. I have the creator of Beach Putts, Anthony. How are you doing?
Doing well, Calvin. How are you, man?
I am doing great. I'm excited to actually be chatting with you because literally from the time I saw your game on Instagram, it was like the next second I was like, hey, I got to chat with this guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Glad to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yes. Yes. So, let's dive right in. Sure. How did you come up with Beach Putt and who's all in the business with you?
Yeah, so I'll answer the second part first. So it's just for right now, it's just me solo. Had the idea and running with it here, wearing all the hats, right? But really, just kind of, it's been a few years in the making. So I grew up in Ohio. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina now, and you know, way back when I lived in Ohio. Going to the beach was kind of that once a year thing, right? We got in the car and. Made a whole day of it getting there. But now living in Charlotte, within 3.5 hours, I can be at a bunch of different beaches. So when I moved down here, I've been here for about 12 years. We just started going more and more and, started really just loving hanging out at the beach and kind of that beach life. And the actual idea of it was honestly by accident. So my wife had one of her beach bags. And we were getting some stuff out and just setting up our chairs or whatever. And one of my kids must have put in a golf ball in there. And all of a sudden, the beach bag tipped over. And the ball just like flew across the packed sand. And I'm like, man, that makes a pretty quick green right there. And then kind of the little light bulb, just as simple as that, light bulb went off. I said, man, it'd be pretty cool if you could turn the whole beach into some sort of putting green. Then the initial kind of thought process of beach putt was born. So really
is awesome. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, no. So really the thought of it is really just to be able to create your own custom putting courses. And then we've developed a few games that you can play with the set as well. And the cool thing is too, we kind of made it versatile where you don't just have to putt. You can actually use it as a chipping game. We can get more into all the kind of specifics of it. But, I think we created a pretty sweet game and definitely excited to see it on in beaches everywhere.
Yeah, that is awesome. First off, I want to say good job on the design.
Thank you.
It looks good. I like the colors.
Thank you.
I'm a big golfer myself.
Okay.
So having a cool golf game like this, and I love, I'm at the beach all the time being in Virginia Beach.
So,
I will definitely be beach putting it up all summer long.
Beach putt it up.
Yes. So, I mean, the name's pretty simple how you came up with that.
Yeah.
But how many versions did it take you to get to like this final concept?
Yes. So right now we're on, I think it's, if I tally them all up and the minor variations, this will be kind of the fourth iteration of the project, right? So started with a very, you know, basic idea, and actually kind of going back to the name, you know, beach putt. I kind of followed the business school of, I don't know, are you familiar with KISS, the KISS rule?
Yes.
Keep it simple, stupid, right? So,
yes.
You know, say what you mean, right? So people can relate to the beach, they can relate to putting, but then when you put it together and I wear a beach putt t-shirt, it's like, well, what's that about? And you get a bunch of questions, right? So we're on our fourth iteration, and actually it's kind of funny. I have a buddy who does welding and, you know, fabrication. So when I initially had the idea, I'm like, hey man, just, you know, see if you can make me this prototype. So I lugged out this just super heavy, like 10-pound metal cup that we created. And, you know, it was like three times the size of a normal, you know, regulation, you know, golf cup. And about 6.5 inches deep, took forever to dig out. And then from there, it went to, you know, the idea of thermoforming. And I did some other, you know, prototyping with 3D printing, and just fine-tuned. And, you know, the cool thing about what I've done here is really just kind of take my time. Didn't really rush anything. And to your, you know, to earlier point, I think we've come out with a, you know, a really nice product. It visually looks great. And I think at the end of the day, it's super quality too, right? So it's been
yes, it looks like it is. How long have you been this whole development process?
It's been a little over 2 years from the initial thought to prototyping and just, you know, ordering and getting everything just right.
Oh my God. Yeah. It doesn't, it never goes quick as soon as you think of something.
Absolutely.
I feel you on that, because I talked to a lot of different creators and they're like, yeah, it takes a while.
Right.
So I'm glad finally, you know, getting it out there. I saw some good little Instagram reels and videos. So everything's looking good so far. Do you have product ready to sell yet, or are you still waiting on that?
We're looking to start shipping out the third week of June. We're still taking pre-orders right now. If you went to our site, you can pre-order our product. But hopefully, fingers crossed, we get shipping started here third week of June. So excited to get all these pre-orders we got going on out to people and, you know, get people playing.
Nice. Where is it coming from? Where are you getting it made?
That's a great question. And that's been kind of the challenge, I guess, and really kind of the time is there's so many different pieces of this, right? So we got the flags and the cup and the ring and a really cool waterproof backpack that it all goes in, so you can, you know, walk around the beach and carry
whatever. Nice.
So I've actually been working with multiple vendors, multiple suppliers. And that's been kind of the why it's taken a little bit longer is aligning all of them, making sure it all flows and looks one cohesive set.
Yeah, that's crazy. I bet it's a challenge working with all the vendors. Are you doing it all yourself, or do you have somebody helping you out?
Like, it's been me, man.
Yeah,
it's been a learning process. A lot of things I probably would have not done initially, but. Well, it has been pretty cool to do it myself, just to, you know, to learn, get better. And now I know how to work with the manufacturers and, you know, how to save a little money here and there for the next round of ordering. So
that's good. Yeah. That's good. So for everyone listening that may not know what we're exactly talking about, explain how do you play beach putt? Like, do you have a specific game for it, or is it just putting around the beach?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, really, I like to say kind of the sky's the limit as far as what you can do with the set. Yeah. So the way it's kind of set up, you have two cups and two beach putt rings that go around the cups, and then two flags. And what you do is you mark your spot in the sand, dig out a spot for your cup, pop your cup in, pop over the beach putt ring, so you get a nice seal around the sand, and then pop in your flag. Okay. And traditionally, kind of what we do is you play with two teams. And what we've done, you know, for the initial kind of beach putt game is walk about 12 paces away. Each team kind of has a green area around their hole. And then you just basically putt from each side. And, you know, 1 point on the green, 2 points touching the beach putt ring around the cup, and then 5 points in the cup. First one to 21 wins. We also,
nice.
Yeah. So that's kind of the traditional way to play it. We also have a lot of people that like to play it bocce style. That personally, that's my favorite way to play.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Yeah. Closest to the hole.
Exactly. Closest to the hole. I grew up playing bocce a lot. So that's, anything I can incorporate into a bocce game, I love.
Yes. That's why. So I mean, you're going to be best friends, because I love playing bocce too.
quick sidebar on that. So I grew up in a pretty heavy Italian household, and I remember every Sunday down by my house there was a bocce courts, and my grandpa and all my uncles and my dad would all go, and they'd play, and it'd be funny to watch all the old guys argue over who was closest there and yelling at each other in Italian. So
yeah, I know. And putting is a little bit like bocce in a sense, because you got to like read the green a little bit, because not every bocce surface is like flat. So you got to know how to roll the ball there. So there's a nice correlation there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And another cool thing, you know, about the game, we wanted to create it, or at least I guess I wanted to create it where it was super versatile, right? So I've been to a bunch of different beaches, and I'm sure you have as well, where, you know, some like down in Florida, Naples, right? The sand, the beach isn't very wide, and the sand is more, for lack of better terms, fluffy, right? So I created it where you don't have to dig out the cup and putt. You can actually, if you're in one of those beaches where putting's not ideal, you can plop down the ring and just really stick the flag right in the middle. So the ring is a regulation size center of a cup. And then you can play the kind of traditional beach putt game, or you can play bocce style with chipping. So you can chip back and forth. So it's pretty versatile from that standpoint. I've even played it in my backyard. The flags have a nice point at the end too. So they just stick right in the in through the beach putt ring, and you could chip in your backyard and practice there too. So.
No, that's pretty awesome, because I've kind of seen like a different game almost similar to yours. But I don't think it's as versatile as like what you're saying, where you can actually like chip. And I think that works out a little bit better, because, I mean, not everybody's just going to sit there and putt.
Exactly.
Get a little bit more use out of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, are you supplying any like putters, or everybody's using their own putters? Yeah. I know expensive thing.
Yeah. So for right now, that's actually a good question. So when I was, you know, doing kind of the planning phase and just interviewing a bunch of people on, you know, what they like, what they didn't like, what they'd like to see, it was surprising. A lot of people said, I'd rather bring my own putter, you know, versus some, you know, thing from like, looks like a putt-putt course. I think if you're a golfer, and I know you are, I'm sure you got an old putter laying around, right? A couple, right?
Of course.
So people actually wanted to bring their own, but it's actually interesting you asked that. We're in the process of getting on the site here soon. I'm going to be launching adjustable putters. So if you don't want to bring your own, right, you'll have the option on our site to buy an adjustable putter. It fits right in the bag. So all the way up to adult size, or even you can shrink it down if you have kids wanting to play. So pretty versatile there. So you can either bring your own or use one of our adjustable beach putt putters.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, I see both sides of it. For one, when I go to the beach, I have a lot of things, even some other games. Yep. So like carrying another putter or putting that somewhere might be a little bit annoying. But so having like an adjustable one, you know, anybody could play with, that might be great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I really want to go down there and play and actually spend some time down there, I might, you know, bring my own putter just to, you know, just to have something I know I could use. But I get both sides of it. So absolutely. If you can make that work, I think that'll be a nice addition to the product. Yep. So
coming soon.
Good job on that.
Yeah, we're getting some pictures and just some kind of demo video of it here actually this week. So that should be up on the site for order soon here.
Nice, nice. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. We'll be right back after this short break. Hey, do you like golf? And do you like playing darts? Well, I have the game for you. It is called Albatross. Yes, this game mixes darts and golf in a specialty way that just brings it to life. What I mean by that is this game has its own specialty made dartboard that looks like a golf course. Yes, it is bringing dart golf to life. And right now, Toss Talk listeners, use promo code TOSTALK and you'll get 10% off your purchase of an Albatross dart game. This game is not like your traditional dart game. It is Albatross. It has different rules. You are moving forward. You're moving back. You are playing almost like you're playing actual golf, but yet you're throwing darts. Check this game out right now. Use promo code TOSTALK and get 10% off your purchase of an Albatross set. Links are in the show notes. Albatross, a new way to play darts. All right, so welcome back. Let's get back into this chat. Next question. What do you think, since you're doing it all yourself, like, what do you think has been like the most challenging part of like setting up your whole like supply chain and everything and putting it all together?
Yeah, I guess two things. One, we're coordinating with all the different vendors, getting things, you know, precise, you know, for example, like the beach putt ring, you know, just precisely made to fit with another vendor's, you know, cup that we're making. So I think just the coordination. And then the other thing that was challenging, I got so many samples upon samples upon samples of product here where, you know, let's alter the color a little bit so it matches better here, or, you know, tweak this logo a little bit here, or, you know, make that one white versus black. So that's been challenging just to get it to be one cohesive set, which I think we've, you know, I've done. I guess those are kind of the two main challenges.
I hear you. And I saw you like doing like a little bit of like a box opening. I want to know like who designed and made the box.
Yes. So work with a company that specializes in, you know, printed boxes. They do all sorts of cool stuff, you know, foil print, you know, stuff that's crazy, right? That would be just super cool. So we'll get there. But I designed the box myself. And then working with this company to print it. So, you know, I'm real big on, you know, presentation and how something looks. Definitely don't want to put my name on it if it doesn't look awesome. So even the box, I wanted to create something that was visually appealing. You're excited to open it, you know, not just shipping it in a cardboard box, right?
I hear you. No, it looks good. You did a good job. I like it.
Thank you.
You're starting to, you know, tell more people about it. You're getting it out on Instagram, in person. What are some like common misconceptions that people may think about your game when they roll up on you on the beach or something?
Yeah, I guess without seeing it, the biggest misconception is one: how do you play? How do you putt? Like people were asking me, is it a special kind of ball? Did you, you know, is it like a wiffle type ball? How are you doing it? And it's, we use you know, regular golf balls, official size golf balls. You get four neon yellow, four white to play back and forth with the different teams. But it was really kind of how's it all work, right? And then when you see it in person, you're like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So people really couldn't kind of comprehend how the hole goes in and kind of, you know, how you actually get to play, you know, play putting on the beach. So I got a lot of, you know, head scratchers about that one. But when they see pictures, then it all makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. That is a good question. Yeah, so it is a regular golf ball?
Yep.
Nice, nice. Very cool. Yeah, I'm excited for this one. Do you play a lot of golf, or has a business take up a lot of your time?
When I can. I play in my other life here, my other job.
Yeah.
Play a lot for work, and just, you know, not so much anymore. I got two little kids, so they take up a lot of time, which is fine. But I like to get out and play and just have fun. I wouldn't consider myself a serious golfer. I just like to go out, have a good time, you know, do better than I did last time, and just go out and, you know, and have fun with some friends. So
yeah, kind of how I approach here. It. I know. And you've done such a good job with this business, especially just for being like by yourself. Have you like always wanted to start a business, or it was just the idea that just drove you to, you know, really make this happen?
I've always had kind of that entrepreneurial spirit, just doing little side, you know, all three, even in, you know, eighth grade, high school, college, just all sorts of side hustles, you know, starting my own thing, making some extra money to go out on the weekends in college. So I, you know, kind of had that spirit always in me. And then I actually went to school for marketing. So I have a marketing degree. So that piece of the business really excites me, you know, creating something new. And I've actually, you know, had the opportunity in my career to work for a couple of startups where like I was employed number, say, seven, right? And just really build a business, start from the ground floor, and really watch something grow. So that's what I love.
Ah, that's good. It sounds like you've gotten a good amount of experience, and it's helped you, you know, everything kind of like click together at one moment. So I hope things really take off for you, because like I said, as soon as I saw it, like from a golfing standpoint, I already knew I was a fan and I love yard games. So this was like made for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm glad you created something cool.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Let's move on to a couple little random questions here.
Okay.
So first question, I'm gonna change this up a little bit, actually. So you're out on the beach. Say you're having a long beach day. What is like your go-to snack to hang out on the beach and eat?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Well, I usually it's me rifling through the cooler to see what snacks my kids threw in there, and then I'm eating their stuff. But I'd say, you know what, I like just throwing in a bunch of watermelon, just like fruit, cold, like get it nice and cold, even freeze it the night before, and then you're out there, and it's pretty refreshing. So I guess that'd be for snack.
Some watermelon.
Added in your own, you know, beverage overnight if you so wish to partake.
Yeah.
And there you go, right?
Some pineapples, cantaloupe, make a whole little dish out of it. Exactly. All right. Next question. So what is your favorite backyard game to play besides beach putt?
Yeah, I got on that one. I got to go bocce. Being from when I grew up, you know, just doing that all the time. And I love playing anywhere. Right. So,
yes, that'd be my favorite. Know I grew up playing bocce on the beach, and funny, like I didn't even know bocce was supposed to be played like in a court for like the longest time ever. When I saw that, I was like, oh my God, this game just got even better.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It moves fast on the court too.
It does. It's a different game. Yep. It's crazy. Like that's I love how versatile Bocce is. So it that's the fun part about it. All right. Next question. Who would you say was like your childhood hero?
Childhood hero, I guess I'd have to go with my grandpa. So always growing up, you know, even from a very little age, he always, I think everything I did, whether it was, you know, playing soccer, school, whatever, he always believed in me. World War II hero, well-respected at work and in the community. And funny thing he'd always tell me growing up, too, is he said, you're either going to be super successful in jail. Obviously, he was joking, but that was that was his joke to me. But no, he was awesome. He was always there and just a cool guy to hang out with and talk to. So
I love that. I'm glad you had had a good experience with that. That's awesome. Absolutely. Hey, I mean, not a lot of people get that in their life, so that's good. It's good.
Sure.
Next question. Let's see what. Would you say is the most influential book you've read?
Most influential book I've read. This is going to sound weird, but the title of the book.
I like weird. It's good.
And I'll explain it. I'll explain why.
All right.
So the title of the book is the. It's called "The Cloud Explained Like a 10-Year-Old." So "The Cloud Explained Like a 10-Year-old." So in my current role. Other than Beach Putt, I do cybersecurity and cloud services. And this was way back when I was just kind of learning about that and, you know, learning about, you know, all the stuff about kind of cloud computing. And what the book taught me was in a, you know, in a role where you're working with a customer or working with someone just to, whether it's, you know, cloud services or whether it's, you know, making, you know, whatever, relate something simply to people. And when you relate something simply to people, it shows that you truly understand it and, you know, can truly relay it to others. So that's it. I say that book because, I don't just use it for that. I use it kind of in my whole life. So if I can relay something simply to someone, and break it down just to a few bits and pieces and points, it shows that you truly understand and kind of truly master of your own domain there. Right. So I kind of use that going forward.
Yeah, I might have to check that. No, I might have to check that out. I've done stuff like that, like for my job with helping out with like IT things and writing, you know, like plans and like just like writing simple tasks of like how to do something on a computer. And it's like, I understand it really well, but how am I going to relate this to this employee that like barely, you know, open up their email sometimes? Like, so So I love that. That's cool. Yeah. That's a good one.
It's a good mindset.
It is. All right. One more. So what would you say is the most interesting place you've traveled?
Most interesting place. I'd say, so just, I'm actually going to do two. So on a historical level, on a historical level, I'm going to say Italy. It was amazing, you know, stuff you'd open up and read about in your textbook at school to see the, you know, the Colosseum, for example, or see just kind of the old world of that, you know, back in ancient times was amazing. Right. So that would be probably one of the most interesting, but if I'm talking about on a pure entertainment level, I'd say St. Bart's, which is in the French West Indies. That was one of my favorites too. So if you're looking to go have a good time, relax on some of the most pristine beaches, St. Bart's is the place to be.
St. Bart's, play some beach putt out there.
Oh man, I would love to.
That is awesome. No, great answers, man. I feel like I know you a little bit better now. I like this.
Absolutely. But they speak French there, so you know you got to know a little bit of French, or else it could be tricky to navigate. But
you can do it. How do you say beach putt in French? I don't know.
I don't know.
I have to look that up.
Yeah.
Oh man, I just have a couple more questions for you.
Sure.
So you're about to, you know, launch, get your game out. It's been a couple years. Looking back to like when you just started, what do you think you would have done differently, like in the business?
What I've done differently. There were times when I tried to move too fast. And what I mean by that is I got to make this decision or, you know, let me quick purchase this sample or do this or go this direction and try to rush to get it out. Cause that was my goal is, you know, I got this idea. Yeah. I want to figure it out as quick as possible. I want to get it to market. And, before anyone else really had the idea at the time, you know, when I first thought of it, there was nothing else. I did so much research, nothing else like this. So I was like, got to get the market. So I think I made a few, you know, just decisions, you know, maybe probably cost a little bit more to get some samples I probably didn't need.
Yeah.
So I'd say probably just taking my time really, which has proved to be good now, but,
That's a good insight. I feel like a lot of my listeners have ideas as well. And, that's something, to really consider because I know for myself, I like coming up with business plans, business ideas, mm-hmm. and I want to just get it done right away. But there's a thing about taking your time, doing your research and, you know, really making a good product versus just like trying to get it out there right away.
Absolutely. It's an evolution, right? You know,
it is.
So
yeah. Is there any, thing like type of tool or information or advice that like helped you or you really resonated with you when you started the business or when you started doing your research and everything?
Well, I guess not so much a tool, just, I think getting feedback from as many people as possible, whether it's good or bad, or whether, you know, you don't want to hear it or you do is invaluable. So, you know, something that looks cool to me or sounds good to me, or I think will work. You know, when I start talking with people, and, you know, real world application, like Anthony, did you think about this? Or, you know, I don't know if that'll work or, you know, I really don't like that.
Yeah.
So I think working through that, and no matter what you do, whether it's, you know, putting together an idea or coming up with packaging or coming up with, you know, how something is put together, always get feedback and always ask questions. You know, cause that feedback is fantastic to get. It actually makes you better and it makes your product better. So I think
that is well said. Get feedback. And, yeah, maybe just take it to heart too. You know, some people could be like critical or like, or not really, you know, respond well to the feedback. But I mean, yeah, you just got to take it and take it in stride. And yeah,
absolutely.
Man,
real quick on that. Do you ever watch the show Silicon Valley?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I liken it to, where they create this, you know, platform that's built by engineers and all the engineers think it's cool, right? And they think it's the best platform in the world. And then the actual end users try to use it and they're like, what is this? This looks terrible. It's way too engineered. And the engineers weren't thinking about who it's actually being built for, the end user. So I think that's super important. And not only in this, but, you know, anything that you try to do in life.
That's very true. I mean, I created a product myself and I had to just think outside the box of like, if I was to really use this, like, what would I be doing?
Yep.
And then getting that good feedback. So yeah, there's a lot of things to think about, even when it's like something simple that I don't think some people really realize.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many products out there. There's, you know, people get things quickly right away. It's like, there's a lot that goes into this and I appreciate it more. And that's why I like seeing games and products like you creating, because I know the time it took to make that. And I know that it's like one man, one person really pumping this out. And I commend you on that, because that's awesome. It's hard to do, and I'm glad you're about to be launching.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So on positive notes, like, what are you currently excited about for the business? Like, what's going on? What do you have coming up next? Like, what's getting you ready to go?
Absolutely. So, you know, like I said, we started pre-ordering on the site, had some phenomenal feedback, a lot of people that have already pre-ordered the set. So what I'm super excited about is to start getting it out and just getting people playing and really just starting, you know, to get it visually on the beach and people walking up and say, oh, what's that? That's pretty cool. I need to get one myself, right? And really just get the feedback from people. Mm-hmm. And what I think is pretty cool as a creator and inventor of a game is, you know, when you create something, and it's one thing for friends and family to buy it and say, oh, Anthony, pat me on the back, great job, I love it. But when you get people from, you know, all over the country that are buying it and pre-ordering it, that I have no idea who they are, that you know, think it's cool, to me, that's awesome. So right now I'm just looking to get it into the hands of as many people as possible. We got some pretty cool kind of, you know, local events here in the Carolinas, you know, some more kind of campaigns coming out with more content as we grow. And then hopefully, you know, partnering with some retail spots as well. So
nice. That is awesome, man. I wish you all the success, because like I said, it's difficult to like get this out. So that is awesome. I just have one more question for you.
Sure.
So as a yard game entrepreneur, what is your mantra? What's your quote? What's inspiring you to get up, get out, and sell beach putt every single day?
Yep, absolutely. I guess, you know, it kind of boils down, I guess the mantra is create something that you love to do and, you know, you'll never work a day in your life, right? So I think I've done that. And I think it all boils down to, you know, being 110% confident in your idea and in your product. Because if you believe in it, that shows through to other people too. So I think kind of the combination of those two things definitely leads to success. No matter if you're creating a yard game or not, just being, you know, confident in what you do and what you sell is key. So
nice. I love that. Yes. Believe in it. And it sounds like you're definitely believing in it.
Absolutely.
Well, Anthony, that's all I got for you. This has been good. I am glad to get the backstory a little bit, you know, just because a golf ball started rolling out of a bag.
Started with a golf ball out of a bag.
Yeah. That's amazing. And I'm excited. I can't wait to play. And I wish you all the best, man.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Kelvin. Appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you. That was Anthony, creator of the game Beach Putt. Yes, if you're like me and you love yard games and you like playing around the golf, this is for you. Because not only can you play it at the beach, you can chip around in your backyard with it. That's how versatile this game is. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be playing this all summer. I love playing bocce. You could not just do a putting game, but you could do a little bocce game with it. That is awesome. Links are in the show notes. Check it out. Check out Beach Putt. Give them a follow. I feel like this game just needs to be, you know, tucked away in your summer games, especially if you're at the beach. And I have a lot more fun things coming up for you guys. And I will catch you guys in the next one. Peace.